We know Adam Smith developed his ideas over many years. We also know he lectured on his theories at the University of Glasgow during the 1750s and early 60s. John Miller attended these lectures, and he described them as follows.
About a year after his appointment to the professorship of logic, Mr. Smith was elected to the chair of moral philosophy. His course of lectures on this subject was divided into four parts. The first contained natural theology, in which he considered the proofs of the being and attributes of God, and those principles of the human mind upon which religion is founded. The second comprehended ethics, strictly so called, and consisted chiefly of the doctrines which he afterwards published in his Theory of Moral Sentiments. In the third part, he treated at more length of that branch of morality which relates to justice, and which, being susceptible of precise and accurate rules, is for that reason capable of a full and particular explanation.
The third part of Smith's course, Miller explains, contained the ideas later elaborated upon in The Wealth of Nations.
In the last part of his lectures, he examined those political regulations which are founded not upon the principle of justice, but that of expediency, and which are calculated to increase the riches, the power, and the prosperity of a state. Under this view, he considered the political institutions relating to commerce, to finances, to ecclesiastical and military establishments. What he delivered on these subjects contained the...